Marjorie's story. I always loved Christ. But decades of Bible study and church service did not help me know when I was facing the skills of a manipulator using God's name. Richard, a Baptist minister, had a knowledge of the Bible, wisdom, and vision that captivated me. Articulate, strong, and insightful, he inspired me. I thought we both wanted to help others. We talked for hours about new Christian service ideas. We would be a team, pooling our abilities and expand independent churches. He praised my communication skills and my devotion to Christ. Marrying him felt like a safe harbor of loving spiritual work, a holy union. He told me what I wanted to hear. My faith is what this type of person knows how to use. I didn't ask for what I wanted if it seemed to conflict with what he wanted or what we were doing. Being a helpmeet, serving my Richard, was God's will. I only looked at what I should do. The more I tried to please him, the worse it got. Finally, every normal desire resulted in increasing abuse. Any needs I had were accused of obstacles to his ministry. At workshops with other Christian women, he made sure to compare me negatively. I donated my income to our mission work, but it wasn't enough. When we had our first child, he demanded hours of marathon Bible studies. He got upset if I had to feed the baby or go to the bathroom. If I reminded him about Bible verses to avoid wrath, he would get even angrier. As my husband/Lord, I was not qualified to correct him. Women were to be silent, submitting to husbands as unto the Lord. Normal needs were evidence I wasn't a true believer. After each outburst, there would be romantic reconciliations, but his anger would always build again. Temper tantrums kept me quaking, pleading to know what God wanted me to do. Any of my ideas he didn't want to hear were Satan's work, faithlessness, Jezebel traits, or worse, the whore of Babylon. Eventually, I wondered if it was possible for one person to be as bad as he said I was. I finally understood his only interest was controlling me, my body and money, and using the name of God to do it. Are you crying out to God for answers and deliverance, but still suffering?